It's the God G Holy, and this is the smooth, easy hour. It's 3 a.m. Ladies, do your thing. It's the God G Holy. This is the Dream Team Manifest. And as usual, I want to thank the creator and the conceiver for allowing us to be in a space where I can say something to you that hopefully resonates with you. You could take it. You could put it on your finger. You could walk around with it. Put it in the bottom of your shoe. And put it on your keychain. But if not, you can definitely just, you know, go to a bridge, ball it up, throw it in the bridge, jump in the water, pull it out, rip it up, and burn it. You know what I mean? Full disclosure, I'm driving right now. But I won't be driving in this. Well, I will be stopping driving in a second. Oh man, first of all, how y'all been? I feel like, man, a lot of people listen to me and it's like, damn, I wish I could ask y'all how y'all doing when I'm, you know, doing my thing. But you know, soon come we'll be live and things of that nature, so you know, we'll be face to face doing this type of thing. But God is in the subtleties. God is in the subtleties. A lot of people be kind of waiting for the voice of God to appear in their life. And I'm just trying to figure out what they think the voice of God actually sounds like. Like, do you think the voice of God is like, is it going to sound like their homie? Like, that just calls on the phone and says, hey, Tom, how you doing? You know, like, you know, God has been mystified over time. And in turn, people have a distorted view of what the Almighty actually is, you know? So you're waiting for this hand to come out of heaven to scoop you up. And you can look God in the face and ask God a question. And God say, yes, my son. Or whatever voice you know, because people think God has, you know, a voice. First of all, we live within God's voice. Understand that we live within God's voice. The word is not just the word. When you say the word word, as it pertains to the Almighty or the Creator, it is sound. Word is sound. Sound is frequency. Frequency is vibration. So the word is the vibration. Vibration is material. The word is material, matter. Word is matter, right? Boom, glad I brought you through that. So the word of God is anything that's materialized. And when you know that, you start to look for God's voice kind of everywhere versus, you know, trying to pray to God and hope an angel comes sit in the corner of your house and tell you everything you done wrong. Now you realize God is your friend that call you and tell you something. You know, 25 people have been trying to tell you the same exact thing, and you ignoring all 25 people talking about, I'm trying to hear the voice of God. God been trying to tell you this the whole time. Not even just people, animals, places, the whole universe speaks. You got to learn the language. Not only that, you got to be able to tune into it. You can't just know it. You got to feel it. You got to say, oh no. Because people will say, man, I've been trying to do this for 80 years, man. It just ain't working, man. God just, you know, God ain't blessed me yet. Whoa. Slow down, soldier. Maybe God is waiting on you to make a move the other way. If God put a barricade in your way, why do you think that means go through the barricade and not turn around? I'm not saying it means either one. I'm just saying, why do people automatically assume when God puts up a barrier between them and whatever it is they feel like they want, that doesn't mean go around the barrier. Sometimes it ain't about going through the barrier. You know, sometimes it's about taking the path of least resistance and coming back around to where the barrier is not even a thing. A barrier is only a barrier, you know, like take a dam, for instance. You know what I'm saying? Like a dam is built to like stop water flow. But when the water gets so high, it flows over the dam, right? So if the barrier is 10 feet, if you resonating on 11 feet, what barrier? There ain't no barrier. You get what I'm saying? You'll be above the barrier. So it's not about going through everything. Sometimes you go around stuff. Sometimes you backtrack to move forward. Sometimes you step back to get enough momentum to go through the barrier. Maybe you can't just go through. Maybe you got to step back, take 10 steps back, run all the way up to the barrier, boom, break through the barrier. You get what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know if you ever played video games like, you know, Tomb Raider and, you know, Super Mario World and, you know, all this. If you ever played any of those video games, you know, sometimes you get all the way where you're supposed to be going and you realize you missed the key somewhere. Like, it'll be a door that you got to get through to get to the next level. This is on a video game. It'll be a door you got to get through to go to the next level, but you realize, damn, I needed the key to the door from the last level. So you go all the way back to the last level, get the key, and come back to the level where the key is used. It's not about breaking down the door all the time. Why would you have to break down the door if you had the key to it? Right? And you got to earn your keys. So you think God ain't speaking to you. There is no such thing as God not speaking to you. You being spoken to, you being spoken about, and you being spoken for all the time. Because things are being cleared in your path. You're still alive. And, you know, the universe is still coming to you. You know, you don't come to the... Look, you don't... It's a common misconception and perception of, like, goal chasing and all these other words. Like, not supposed to chase goals. You're supposed to think things through. You're supposed to, first of all, feel things. Feel it and get, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do. Cool. This is a part of my purpose. Now you take that to the next level and you go to action. But action, not chasing. Action is more like a calling than a chasing. You don't chase with action because action is developing karma. Right? And we know karma, one thing about karma is a will. Karma is a wheelhouse. It's a moves in a 360 degree motion. It's on its way back around. So you keep putting that energy out there. Boom, there you go. You don't have to chase. Why would you look? If karma got you, right? You know, karma got your back, right? You put some good energy out there, right? But then you go chase karma. By the time karma come back to the spot where you were supposed to actually be to get the karma, you're now going to be like behind your own on your own karma. Like you're going to be chasing something that was coming anyway. That's like going to the post office looking for your mail and the mailman is at your door. It makes no sense. You don't have to chase anything. So the voice of God. Yo, man, when you really in tune, it's not going to sound realistic. It's not even going to sound right for people who don't really tune into the universe like that. But, man, you'll see an animal cross your path. You'll see like a particular flower. You'll run across a particular color. You'll start seeing angel numbers all the time. You'll start seeing things like, you know, before they happen, like having full visions, and you'll start knowing, like you'll have this sense of knowing beyond this realm. You'll know what's right and what's wrong on a different level. It's like, man, yo, once you tap in, the universe starts talking to you, you're going to be like, yo, the universe is so loud. I just never quieted my own mind to hear what the universe was saying. Damn. You feel what I'm saying? Some people think, oh, all right, you know, I'm late for my appointment. All this stuff happened on the way to my appointment. Now I'm late. Ah, You ever think that's the universe trying to save you? Look, you done fell off your bike on the way. You broke your ankle. Your aunt went to the hospital. You had to leave your children with the other children just to make it to this meeting. And people will call that sacrifice and say that's a great thing. But it's not always. Universe might be trying to put up every barricade because this ain't the way you're supposed to be going right now. You feel what I'm saying? And then something happened and you'd be like, damn, I could have been in that spot instead of at that stupid ass meeting. Yeah. You could be trying to get saved. The universe could be trying to save you. It's about decision making. It's not all about trying to, like, okay, you set yourself and your intention and what you want to do. Cool. Then the universe add its sauce. And sometimes you got to go that way. Sometimes you got to go your way. It's a push and pull, give and take for balance. You don't want to always impose your will on the universe. The universe don't even like that. Who like to be in a one-way relationship? The universe like to impose its will on you too. So you got to be submissive to the universe and hear it when it's calling out and saying, yo, I need you to chill right now. I need you to relax. You got to be like, all right, I'm relaxed. Because when I impose my will, the universe give me what I want. So I'm going to get a universe what it want. You know what I'm saying? It's a symbiotic relationship. It's like the same reason that people, you know, people who in the know, you know, they do things ritualistically for the ancestors, you know. They make sure that their ancestors have, like, excuse me, I just had to make sure my battery ain't die. Okay, we good. They had to make sure that the ancestors was good on where they at, so the ancestors can do what they could do in the material. See, people do things like burn paper money because paper money got energy and send it to an ancestor's way, release that, leave something that their ancestors like out for them, an apple or something of that nature, whatever, you know, their vice was, you know, so they can have a piece of the material. And in turn, they'll develop something from the ethereal space and make it material for you. It's a symbiotic relationship. It's like that all across the board. It's like that with you and the universe too. The you and the universe at large, you know? It's like that with the sun and the moon. It's like that with the earth and you know, the sky. You know, it's everything works like that. Everything works in harmony and balance, and you kind of just want to be in the center of it all. So you can't lean too far left or too far right in anything. Remember, freedom, conviction, wisdom, balance. Balance is the last thing, but it's the most, I don't want to say important. It's the most, I guess you could say pivotal, you know, because anything that's off balance going to seek balance. And if you seek imbalance, then you're on a roller coaster. And if you're on a roller coaster, you might not like the ride. But if you're already balanced, ain't nowhere to seesaw back and forth to. It's just you already balanced, right? So when you find that type of balance within yourself, the universe is going to speak to you in ways you never ever thought that it would. And you're going to know it's the universe. See, some people don't know it's the universe until, you know, something really tragic happened, you know, like, you know, somebody is on their way to do something and they have a near fatal incident. And then they laid up in the hospital and you're like, damn, something told me not to go that way. Yes, of course something told you not to go that way. Why did you do it? The universe will keep knocking you in the head until you start listening. Of course you were not supposed to do that. The universe is going to do everything except literally just fucking come say something to you. Like, hey, John, don't go that way. You feel what I'm saying? You might look and glance at a sign that say stop. You might be like, why the fuck I keep looking at that sign that say stop? All right, fuck it. I'ma just stop. And then you stop and the bus ride right by you and shit. Like, oh shit, I was about to walk in the street with the bus. You get what I'm saying? Like, horrible example, by the way. But you know what I'm saying? Like, because the stop signs on every corner. I get it. I'm just saying. You know? If you are attracted to something. Figure out why. What is the properties? Because you remember, like attracts like, and like attracts unlike directly. So, you know, what is attracting you to this thing? Because it's either just like you or you need it. You know, you need it to fill a space, or, you know, it's just like you. So you orbiting around each other, you know, like a proton and an electron, you know. And if you fixated with something, figure out why you fixated with that thing, because that's God speaking to you. You don't just wake up fixated with something. You don't just wake up, you know, fucking just driven by something like, damn, man, this really drives my day. Why? The universe is speaking to you. Why do you feel like you need, you know, a certain type of car? And then you get the certain type of car and you feel away. The universe is speaking to you. You might be saying, you never needed this car. You needed a family van. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, take your feelings about things into account, because it's a reason you got them. Your emotions is what drive you. That's why when people drive your emotions, they drive in you. If somebody can get under your skin, that's the whole game. So if your emotions is running high around something, figure out why. So you can use it instead of it using you, because your emotions will use you. Your emotions love to use you, but you got to use your emotions. You know what I'm saying? So balance is going to get you to the point where the universe is speaking to you. And when the universe is speaking to you, please, please look and listen. If you're driving and you see something that says, and your fucking rearview mirror says signs, things may appear closer to whatever, and you looking at it and you fixated on that, you're like, why the fuck am I fixated on that? Something might be about to happen in that mirror, bro. And you might be too close to something, and something. Just watch it, you know, because like I said, the subtleties, man. You thinking about moving. Damn, I'm thinking about moving. Soon as you say, I'm thinking about moving, yo, do I want to move or not? Boom, your roof start leaking. Move. The universe just said move. Move. Damn, what should I wear? This black dress or this red dress? Oh, the red dress dropped out of my hand. Must be about to go with the black one. You feel me? So, yeah, man, the universe speaks in subtleties, and just look for everything it's trying to tell you, because it's always constantly talking to you. It's impossible for the universe to not connect to you and speak to you, because you're a part of the universe. That's like you not connecting with your own cells. We live inside the body of the universe, like your cells live inside your body. So if any time you're trying to give your cells a command, you just give them a order. And the universe might be giving you orders, but you might be missing it. And when you miss it, that's what they call a cancerous cell. But the cells that don't listen, don't act like cells are supposed to, they end up being fucking free radical cells and potentially cancerous cells. And then they go on to live like horrible lives until they cornered and fucking, you know, done off with. You know what I'm saying? Or they make the body a horrible place to take over. You know, so whatever, however that goes, you know, don't look for the subtleties. Because at the same time, I got to talk about the reversal of this shit. Some niggas is too deep on their shit. You know what I'm saying? Some niggas think the universe talking to them all the time about shit. They just like, matter of fact, the universe is talking about, they're misinterpreting the shit because they're looking too hard for it. You ain't got to look for it. It's going to find you. Please don't go looking for shit. Don't keep checking your phone, trying to see 444 and all this other shit, setting alarms to try to see shit. Don't fucking call your girlfriend, be like, yo, the first word she say is the next thing I'm gonna do. Like, don't set it up. It's not, no, don't premeditate the shit. Just let it flow. You'll see it. You'll come in contact with it. But balance is gonna get you there. Balance yourself out first so the universe can speak to you and you can receive it in a proper way, because yourself is centered, you know? It's the guy, G Holy. This has been a Dream Team Manifest. I didn't think this was going to go this well. I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of flushed it out a lot better than I felt like I would have. So it's a great day, and I'm about to have a great night. And thank you for tuning in and bearing with me. I'm driving and all this other cool shit. And thanks for checking in on whatever ideas and taking whatever you could take with you, you know. So, yeah, we out of here.